My name is Gael. I am 14 years old. Today is June 11th, 2018. I'm speaking with Mrs. X, who is my advisor. We are calling in Richmond, California. How was your experience? How was your high school experience?
I really enjoyed my high school experience. I was very fortunate to go to the high school that I did. It was very progressive, so it was forward thinking, and it had strong belief in like social justice and kind of confronting maybe injustices in the world. It was also it really valued art and all kinds of art, drama, visual art, dance, music, writing. So like the cool kids at my school were the ones who were in art honors or the ones who were performing in the plays. Like it wasn't the soccer players or the basketball players that were the coolest kids by any means, which I thought was really interesting, and it really flipped my idea of like what it means to be cool and popular. The other thing that the other two things I really appreciated is the English and history programs were really strong, and that was kind of more of my area of focus. And lastly, I just really appreciated that the school emphasized building relationships with teachers, very much in the way that LPS does, and it prepared you to like go and talk to your professors or have meaningful relationships with adults, which is something that not all kids have, and if you don't have that, you don't get to benefit from that.
What was the name of your high school?
Beacon. It was called the Beacon School. So I guess a beacon is like a signal, or like a signal tower or something. So I guess it was like calling these, special people, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Do you have any regrets, like, in your life?
Do I have any regrets? Wow. I think one thing that I would, if I would give advice to my past self, right? If regret is wishing I had done something differently, right? If I could give advice to my past self, I think as a teenager, I would have told myself to worry less about what I thought. One, what I thought was cool, but also what I, like, I had this idea that, somebody who identified as a skater or a skateboarder was somebody who was really, really good at skateboarding and did it every day of their life. And I really cared about skating, but I didn't, and I skated in high school and a little bit in middle school, but I didn't do it as much as I should have because I was afraid that like I wasn't good enough and that people would see me as like a poser, right? And the only way that you can get good at something is to put time and energy, effort into it. So the only thing I regret is not pursuing my passions earlier. But I feel like now I do a pretty good job of that. So I feel like I've learned.
Michael, if I advisory.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel about your first year of teaching?
Mostly tired. It's a range of emotions. I mean, I think it's extremely gratifying and fulfilling and challenging in the right way, but it has also been extremely frustrating and exhausting. For me, what's been really challenging was really like the first half of the year, because basically when I graduated college, I graduated on like it was like a Sunday, I graduated, and then the next day I got in my car and I drove out here to start my summer training. So I didn't really have a summer vacation. I didn't even have time to like process through the fact that wow, I was graduating college and like moving on from this step of my life into another step. And I just kind of went right into it, and things just kind of tumbled, and I had to make difficult choices about where I lived and my family and my, then girlfriend at the time. So it was just very emotionally difficult. There was a lot going on. I think that actually after I went home for Christmas break, I was able to like ground myself and who I am, who I want to be, and what's important. And I feel like recently it's much more about just like getting better, improving, building more relationships with students, and really just being more of myself every day. And I've seen that it's better for my students when I'm more of myself, and it's better for me when I'm more of myself. And so I feel very confident in that sense about going into next year, actually.
Yeah, so far I'm like, my freshman year, because I got into a lot with a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. Like mostly with our advisory.
Right.
Yeah, and we always make fun of each other. We do dumb stuff sometimes, but it's good. It was good.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you guys roast each other because your group reminds me so much of my friend group at home. Just like all played video games, we all played soccer, we all just roasted each other, like, and didn't like really care about what was going on. Kind of like I feel like when I see you guys, it's just kind of like you got your world and you got your friends, and like you can't like you're not worried about what other people are doing, and I admire that. I like that.
Just like when we play soccer.
Exactly.
How do you think about our advisory?
In the beginning, advisory was really intense because it was like, man, teaching was so hard and exhausting, and then it was like, oh my God, there's this whole other thing that I have to like do, and it was like kind of stressful and worrying about community circles. But like over time, like I've just come, as we've all built more relationships, like I don't see advisory as like something extra that I have to do, but I really look forward to seeing you all and hanging out with you guys. And especially, I think Advisory Bonding Day and CCCL Week was just really fun, and I feel like I'm much closer to you all now, and I feel like everyone else is a little bit closer to each other. And I just like love the fact that you all love to play soccer. Like, when I like playing soccer, and it's just like it's just something that we can all go and just do.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't like it's just it brings everyone together.
Yeah, I think Audrey changed the advisory because we got like more close with each other. Like,
yeah.
Because we just played soccer today in the morning.
Right, exactly.
We would have not done that in the beginning of the year.
Exactly.
I mean, you wouldn't have bought your ball just for some kids just to play some soccer.
Right, exactly.
What was the hardest choice that you made in your life?
I think reflecting on it, I didn't think of it as a hard choice because I generally just kind of, my attitude towards life is like, this is going to happen and this is what's next and I'm just accepted and I'm going to go with it. And I don't dwell on what ifs necessarily, but thinking about it, committing to coming to Teach for America and coming to teach in Richmond, California was probably, and really should have been the hardest, if not the biggest. I mean, on paper, I chose to move 3,000 miles away from my family and every one of my friends, pretty much. I chose to end a relationship that I was in with someone, right, that was very serious in order to...
Attention, the time is now.
So I chose to end this relationship, this very serious relationship that I was in order to pursue my own personal, right, career path and just like personal growth and exploration. And I chose to enter a profession that is very rewarding, but also very challenging and exhausting and like I've had to grow up really fast, which like many of my friends at 22 are not as responsible and mature as I am right now. And I can say that because I went home and I saw them and I know that for a fact. So, you know, I'm not maybe doing the same thing that all my friends are doing. Maybe I'm not having as much fun, but I don't think that's what's ultimately most important.
Okay. What was the best moment in your life?
There's a moment that I always return to that I have a very strong sense of pride for. I played baseball for 10 years when I was growing up, and in our Little League championships when I was, I want to say like 12 or 13. We were in the championships and playing against this really good team that I think we'd lost to before. And I hit a triple that scored, like I just crushed the ball, hit a triple, scored, there were two runners on base and they scored. And then I ended up scoring again and we won the game 3-1. And like all three runs basically I had contributed to or created, and it's like silly because it was just like a Little League game, but like I cared so much about baseball. I was a very young person on the team. It was a really important game, and like there was pressure and I literally stepped up to the plate, right, and overcame the pressure in the moment. And I think that for me, that those are the things that I'm most proud of, when I was able to handle pressure and able to rise above the pressure. So I think that moment really encapsulates that.
Yeah, it's just like sports, like NBA, soccer, mm-hmm. you have to challenge to the most biggest of parts.
Right.
What was your favorite video game?
FIFA and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I played a lot of FIFA with my friends. High school was like FIFA, FIFA and Call of Duty. I used to play Gears of War. I used to play Skyrim. Some other things here and there, but like when I think about it, like FIFA and Call of Duty, those were the two.
Yeah. Why did you choose the subject that you're teaching right now? So English.
It started because I wasn't really sure what I liked the most in high school. I was pretty good at most things that I did. When I came to college, and my first major was city planning, and I really didn't like that. So I wanted to transfer schools to arts and science to a different college to pursue a different major. And instead of going into education policy in the government, I wanted to just go right into teaching. And I thought about like which classes I had taken so far, and which classes in high school that I enjoyed, and coincident or not so coincidentally, the classes that I enjoyed taking the most, English, were also the classes that I was doing really well in. So it made sense for me. I was like, oh, I'm going to focus on this. But as I think about it more, it's fun. And I was talking to my mom about this weekend, actually. Reading helps us understand that the human experience is a common and shared experience. And when we read, we're able to build empathy, right? And we're able to also more deeply understand ourselves. And I think that's at the core of empathy, is if we can understand ourselves and who we are, then it allows us to understand other people because we realize that we're actually very similar. And I think reading is a vehicle, literature helps us to do that, helps us to realize that there are others like us, and we see reflections of ourselves in books, and when we understand ourselves, then we're able to make connections to other people. And that's what I think is ultimately solves conflicts and makes our society move in a more positive direction.
Last question. Who's your favorite student?
Who is my favorite student? You know, it's funny. I had been asked that question before. And to me, it's like, you know, I don't really think about it because my default answer is I don't have a favorite student. I love you all, which is true. I'm also a person that doesn't have favorites of anything. I don't have a favorite food. I don't have a favorite type of music. I don't have a favorite book. I don't have a favorite movie. Like, I have things that I really enjoy, and I fluctuate. I go back and forth between different things. So the answer is I don't have a favorite student.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sedek.
Okay, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.